We understand that it's 60 minutes of football. We understand and know who we are. We understand what this means to the city. We understand what this means to the organization. We also understand what this means to us. And so you keep going, you keep going, you keep fighting. And when the clock hits zero, you'll look up and see who wins.
Highlight courtesy of Fox. That's Caleb Williams. By the way, you're listening to a Plumbers 911 Football Monday presented by Busey Bank. Kurt Warner is going to join us in about 10 minutes to talk about what it is he saw from both quarterbacks, who both had some brilliant moments. Caleb comes out on the winning end of it, which is phenomenal. This is the Spiegel and Holmes Show. We got you until 6 o'clock, and we found a more zen way to... great cheese.
Yeah, Matt from Rinaldi's, who sent over the victory chicken. They're the best. Rinaldi's,
they really are.
Rinaldi's
chicken,
in the West Loop.
Great place to watch a game, by the way.
So good.
Watch the game there on Saturday.
You did at the one in the West Loop?
Yes.
Was that awesome?
It was awesome. They have great specials. The TV situation is perfect for any angle, no matter where you're sitting. And they're going to continue to be a great place to watch the games throughout the playoffs.
There you go. And they sent over chicken parm sandwiches because you got to have cheese today. Which is a wonderful thing. But I agree, Lawrence, this is much more zen.
It's got a little like Zen garden aspect to it than what it is that you were doing before, where you were just making a mess.
I was just causing problems for Mully and them.
And them boys.
That's all I was doing. Do people realize the monumental shift that took place? I think they did, even if subconsciously, perhaps. And maybe now it's fully conscious. But like, you can, and we will now... today and for what, the next 8-9 months, be able to argue that the Bears are ahead of the Packers and that our coach is better than their coach and that our quarterback might be better than their quarterback because our guy shows up in crunch time and yours just turtled. These are conversations that you have not been able to have concurrently in the same offseason since the 1980s. You have not been able to sit there wherever you're going to be, on a bar stool, on a couch, on a golf course, on the phone, at the Thanksgiving table with Uncle Biff, like wherever the hell you're going to be, you can be righteously confident in the superiority of your team, your coach, and your quarterback. That is fun.
That's the reason why I keep talking about the importance of this win compared to what happens this weekend, for example. It's because this is the thing that Bears fans were nervous about. That's where the anxiety comes in.
Mm-hmm.
It comes in with going, man, I think we're close. I think we're close. I think we're real close.
Yeah.
It would be great if that could, if there isn't delayed gratification on that, that Bears fans didn't have to walk into the postseason or the offseason and go, we were this close to exorcising the demons and slaying the dragon. No, they did it.
They did it. This is now the direct comp to beating the Cardinals if you were the Cubs in the 2015 NLDS on your way to what was the first of three NLCSs. You beat, as the Bears just did, you beat the organizational standard that is also the division rival. You just took them down. You're ahead. I don't know if it's going to be consistent now and you're going to give yourself 5 years or 10 years or 30 like they've just had, you know? But right now, for these 7-8 months, enjoy it. And whoever you want to talk to, me, I'm going to call up John Kuhn and tell him it's not a year early, John. It's not. We don't have to wait a year. Thank you so much for the thought and the mild condescension, but it's not next year. It's right the F now because we just took it from you.
This is what we were talking about after game one between these teams. And that clip is still out there. And it's being recirculated over the last 24 hours. This is what we were saying about the organization and the fans of Green Bay now being a little scared.
Because this is what they were afraid of.
This was the ultimate thing that they were afraid of. And then you add in how the Vikings passed them by.
Yep.
You add in how Detroit passed them by. Look, we're not doing Green Bay radio today. But if we were, I could make a hell of an argument for firing Matt LaFleur.
Can I just celebrate that we're not doing Green Bay radio today? Can I celebrate that?
I mean, that place that that Alex went to with the Munchie Basket seemed like a nice place.
That's all good, but think about it. That place now exists without the Packers' superiority. All of Wisconsin now exists without the superiority that they have held onto like a freaking badge. They don't have it anymore.
Alex, next time you go up there and they're playing the 2010 NFC title game, you're like, you know what? Can we change it to maybe the 2026 wild card game?
Yes. Did you see their special $20 all you can drink?
That was Saturday night.
Hey, and they were giving rides back and forth. Yeah, I bet they had a lot of fun there.
That sounds great.
I know.
Shout out rookies, Denmark.
Yeah, good for rookies. But man, it's like, who are Wisconsinites without their Packers superiority complex? They don't have it anymore.
Look, the way that game went down, the fact that you lost five in a row to end the season,
yep.
The fact that your coach didn't adjust when the other one did. There's a reason to feel like maybe you should move on from a guy who I think is a pretty good coach.
Oh yeah, no, I it's crazy. Like I kind of would want them to move on in the interest of wanting to beat them. Like, that guy's a really good coach. They've got a coach and a quarterback connection. Why would you move on from that? He's four games under being 40 over 500.
But that's the beauty of this for the Bears fan, that it's even a discussion. It's even like you're the franchise that's in turmoil now, not this one. And this one was in turmoil until week three of this season.
Yep.
And now they have not only put in a floor, but have also shown you what's possible now.
A texter says, that's funny, Spiegs. Majority of Caleb's throws were not close to the receivers. Not better than Love. But yeah, who showed up late, pal? Who showed up late? Who won the effing game?
You can look at the statistics of Caleb, and I understand it. And and everyone who wants Caleb to be better would love to see that percentage go up.
Yes, but there are ways to modify it, though.
You cannot deny what that guy did in the last 8 minutes of that football game.
No way. Tanny likes to listen to Packers postgame on the radio.
There was almost too much to listen to over the weekend. There's so many different content providers. I'm still going through all of it.
Yeah, you are. But you heard callers getting close to admitting some of this stuff?
Yeah, so much of Packer fan identity, I believe, is the fact that they've had Hall of Fame caliber quarterbacks throughout their entire fan existence. And when you don't have that anymore, and Jordan Love's a really good player, when you don't have that anymore, I think you tend to question your entire belief system as a football fan. And here's some of the things that they were saying about Caleb on Saturday night.
Let's go. Get your ass online. Start calling up some people. Granted, Caleb Williams, I don't think he's half the quarterback that Jordan Love is. Don't give me these. He has to be three, four great throws. I'll take the guy with the consistency. But that man has passion and fire. I'll give him that. Our guy, God bless him, but Jesus, like, read somebody out. Play your guys, get on the line. Stop dropping the balls and put them in your hands. Enough is enough. Game's on the line.
Oh,
that's an interesting amazing Wisconsin accent.
He was a Canadian Packer fan. Yeah,
same thing.
Feel bad for them. Little bit.
Or this guy.
Yeah, the Packers, I was at the game.
Yeah.
Packers are playing single high safety the entire game, forcing Caleb to beat him from the pocket. It took Ben Johnson three quarters to realize he wasn't going to be able to run the ball. And guess what? Caleb beat him from the pocket. And when push comes to shove, Jordan Love, minute 43, one timeout. Plenty of time.
So you blame that on him, on Love?
I'm not saying the whole game is on Love here, okay? That's not what I'm saying. But what I'm saying is they answered after the Bears scored.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what? They didn't answer again.
Yes, correct.
And, you know, if that was Rodgers in his prime, do they score?
You didn't have to go back to Rodgers in his prime.
Yeah.
We literally saw it last week.
Yeah.
With Aaron Rodgers.
With Aaron Rodgers. Yeah, you did. And it comes down to quarterback play in the postseason so often. It does. And the fact that our guy rose up and the Bears can win a game like that is a huge, huge deal.
It's terrific that this is a competitive NFC North, and it's going to be for a long time.